Today we are going to learn about product development. So the objectives of learning about product development for today is: what are the concepts of generic products? What are the key elements to generic products? Understanding the basic process of developing tourism and hospitality products, and the components of the tourism and hospitality products. The term generic refers to the conceptual commodity produced by an industry. In case of hospitality services, providing good staying experience is generic. Providing different facilities is generic. It is about facilitation of accommodation of individuals away from their home, home away from home. So when you look at product, you look at the demand side perspective. So according to Kotler, tourism product is, it's a definition by Kotler, Philip Kotler, anything that can be offered to a market for it. Attention, acquisition, use, or consumption that might satisfy a want or need. It includes physical objects, services, persons, places, organizations, and ideas. I'll repeat the definition of what how Kotler defines tourism product as: anything that can be offered to a market for attention, acquisition, use, or consumption that might satisfy a want or a need, including physical objects, services, persons, places, organization, and ideas. Then according to Madlick and Middleton, 1999, hospitality and tourism products are not standalone. They are offered in combined format as bag of supplies, consisting of activities, services, and benefits that in turn provide the customer the entire hospitality and travel experiences. This bag of supplies has five components: destination, attraction, destination facilities, accessibilities, images, and price. I'll repeat it again. Hospitality and tourism products are not standalone and offered in combined format as a bag of supplies consisting of activities, services, and benefits that in turn provides the customer the entire hospitality and travel experience. The bag of supplies have five components: destination, attraction, destination facilities, accessibilities, images, and price. The supply side perspective. It involves one of three perspectives: a broad comprehensive planning approach, a narrow product specific analysis, or the development of supply side statistical measures. On the supply side perspective, hospitality products are viewed either the scale of community, area, sub-region, region, nation, international regions, Asian communities, community-wise, in an abstract format through prototypes, models of evolution, and morphology of the hospitality destinations. Elements of generic product. So physical thing, facilities and services, hospitality, freedom of selection and involvement all formulate a circle of experience. The circle of experience goes from inward to outwards and outwards to inwards. So they are all a formulation of the third circle of experience in the hospitality norm. So we'll get into the physical thing and physical evidence of a product. A site, a natural resource, a man-made or cultural attraction, a facility. It is the core. I mean, person is traveling to a place because it needs to go to a site or natural resource or to a building attraction or to a facility where he can enjoy the facilities. It can be natural, man-made, built, could be cultural, historical. See, natural resources define your tourism destination. Nobody is going to go to a tourism destination where there is no natural resources. I mean, there has to be natural geography. There has to be, you know, things to explore naturally. Also includes geographical features of the destination. These are all elements of physical thing. Now, when you talk about geographical features, it includes, I mean, there are lots of them. So let's start with countryside, landscape, seaside, beach resorts, scenic attractions, hillside, wildlife. What is the climate? Is it raining, cold, winter, summer? Is it very hot? Is it a snowfall destination? That makes it a skiing destination. What is the natural beauty? Is it a landfall, hills, rocks, valleys? What is the terrain? There is lakes moving around, ponds, rivers, springs, flora and fauna. Are they on islands? They are generic features, the geographical features of the thing. Man-made are man-made. They are built over a period of time. Like if you go to Rajasthan, you are doing mainly cultural tourism and you are doing historical tourism. All architecture there, most of their architecture are old palaces. They are historically made. They are man-made. They don't come naturally to nature. Build a monument, build a memorial, build parks, gardens. They're all man-made. They're not coming generically to nature. They're built to create attractions. They were built for different purposes at that time. Now they've been converted into creating attractions. So manage visitors' attraction. I mean, even golf courses and film cities and retail areas, themed retail areas. These are all man-made. Examples of man-made. Cultural. When we talk about cultural, man-made again, it's historical, religious, theater, art, the film city in Mumbai, dance festivals, other entertainments, galleries, arts, museum, history, and some specifically built around events. I mean, Qatar was built around the World Cup football just recently. Or festivals. So, these create a part of the generic product. Then facilities. Now, these are the physical facilities which are available for a tourist. What are useful for a tourist? The physical facilities which is available, linkage, travel, stay. So, destination linked to how do you reach there, what are different attractions, what can you participate in attractions. So, accommodations, different restaurants where we can eat, the transport, sports activities, retail outlets, shopping and other facilities. These all form part of the facilities and services in the generic product. Now, a tourist comes to a particular destination for what? So that, you know, he can explore. He can spend time in and around the destination. He can enjoy in and around the destination. He can make use of the suitable facilities in and around the destination. So, facilities have to be created. So this gives an entire overall experience to the customer. His travel into hospitality needs are met when he goes to explore a place. Let's get specifically to hospitality products. In today's day and age, there are a lot of unique concepts coming out, unique experiences which are being defined by different in hospitality organizations. I mean, one is, like I said, the adventure tourism. For example, so the theme-based shape of the hotel, the entire facility is built around it. There are other aspects to it. We'll get to the examples of various different types of uniqueness which the hospitality products get into. You know, hotels are using the natural environments. They're trying to, you know, there are hotels in wildlife sanctuaries which provide you a trail of walking in the wild within their compounds. So using natural environments, creating customer personalized experiences. It is immensely important for facilities and services to be provided to customers so that they can enhance their travel experiences. So hotels are an integral part of travel and tourism. It's not just the monuments, it's not just the nature, it is the experience of the person. Not only they don't only come to stay, sleep, eat, and move out. That's not what they do. There are experiences the hotels also provide, which go as a unique part into their travel experiences. An example, in Finland, there's an igloo village. It's a part of a hotel in Finland. Now, it's a unique experience. Look at the interiors of the room. Look at the entire sky. You can, sleep and see the entire night sky on top in front of you. That's the kind of experience it's giving you. It's unique. It's innovative. They have, in this particular hotel, has 20 rooms, igloo rooms. So, and they're charging you the northern lights to watch the northern lights at night, but they're giving you that uniqueness of the experience. Then this is in Maldives. There are two different islands connected together with a bridge. The Conrad Maldives Angoli Island. The special, private luxurious villa. Underwater houses. You're living underwater. You're staying underwater. Your experience is completely different. It's a unique experience. It's a unique product. So you're seeing the flora and fauna of undersea right through the glasses. You're staying there, you're enjoying experiences there. It's the luxurious, it's equipped with high comfort. The amenities are brilliant. And then, your glass ceilings, you can see the thing, wooden flooring. It's a brilliant experience. There's different kinds of products. When you go to Thailand, there are different kinds where you can pamper yourself, unlimited amenities, full services, private beaches, full service spas. These are different kinds of different examples. Outdoor pools, tennis courts, beachside bars. Then in Turkey, cave hotel. It's carved inside a cave. Hotel built inside a cave, literally, and it's a different experience whatsoever. So the coolness of the rocks, completely different experience. Then in Bali, right in the middle of the forest, right in the middle of the forest, they give you a different experience whatsoever. Right in the middle of the forest, you can't get more in between nature than this. Breathtaking views. They design the rooms in such a way that the interior of the room and the exterior, I mean, you. Exterior, your environment around you looks the same. Using recycled materials, making it completely eco-friendly. It's a lovely destination to go to. Hotels today are marketing their experiences more than just a bed and breakfast. Tourists come to stay with them for the uniqueness of the experiences which they are selling. It is more of the experience, the sustainability of these experiences, the availability of these experiences, the uniqueness of these experiences that people come to them. And these are enhancing customer satisfaction. Now, marketing campaigns are designed for the uniqueness. Look at the marketing campaign in this of Hilton. It is telling a story. It is saying that every stay is a story. You are the most important person. The Hilton experience is a story. You create a story every time when you come to a hotel. Sayaji, it's marketing and services. Rediscover Sayaji Hotel. So it's completely marketing and services in terms of different menus, poolside dining restaurants, hitting your taste buds. So it's marketing the facilities and services. So hotels today are attracting people by creating theme-based hotel stays concepts, theme-based experiences like we saw earlier with Bali and with other hotels. One such trend is bubble hotels, bubble rooms. In natural environment, you create a bubble there. It's a room right in the middle of a natural environment. Unique experience, unique travel experience. The more the unique you are, the more the attractive you become for customers to come to you. These are some of the examples of uniqueness, the bubble room concepts. I will look at them. So, let's get to the elements of generic products in hospitality. It's the attitude or style in which the task is performed. It is sensitive to the pressure on the business traveler, encouragement to play for pleasure travelers. Hospitality is the expression of welcome by local residents to tourists arriving in their community. So beautifully said there. It's a welcome. It's an experience in itself. It's an expression of welcome to local for local residents to tourists which are arriving there. For the uniqueness of them. So it is encouraging in to play with pleasure for the pleasure traveler. Then freedom of selection, which is nothing but the freedom to choose or have an option. Then it's a necessity for a person, tourist or customer, has options in order to satisfy his experiences. Freedom implies not just choice, but also the potential of happy surprises and spontaneity. Involvement. For hospitality and tourism, involvement is not simply physical participation. Just not simply you're physically participating in one. There's a sense of engagement with your customer. There's a focus on the activity. So if you're a wildlife resort, it's not only that you're communicating with the customer, physical participation of it. You are taking him through the activity, you're explaining everything to him. So there is an involvement. You're doing the safaris with them. There's a participation of customers to some extent. So hospitality in a whole, involvement is very, very important. The stages, production process, the resource, which is the primary input, which you have, the facilities which you develop is the intermediate inputs, and out of this resource and facilities, the intermediate outputs is the services which you provide. What does it result in? Experience, which is your final output. The value add which you can do at every stage of the experience. And customer is always an integral part of the entire production process. Product component. The core concept. What is the concept of your hotel as per your target audiences? How is it designed to satisfy the need of your target audiences, whether it's business or leisure or whichever segment you are targeting? What is the tangible product which you're selling? What is the value which he'll receive for the money he's spending? If he spends 5,000 rupee on your room, what is the value add he's getting for that spending that money? What is the comfort level? What are the services which he's getting for that money? And the augmented extended product, value adds. How do you build your product further? How do you make the value adds of a formal product? These are the basic components. Then the extended product, the brand. Brand is an extended product. The brand gives it value, the process which you follow, the atmosphere which you create, the accessibility which is there, the satisfaction which you give, the people which you employ. Apart from the tangible product, which is the location, the packaging, the design, and the quality, the augmented or product includes people, element of a staff, very important. Without staff, hospitality industry is a people's industry. Courtesy is the one key word of the hospitality industry. Without staff, you can't achieve anything. Staff is the most important. Accessibility is the other. That is location characteristics. What are the after-sales services you're giving? It's not only when the customer comes in, he's finished his stay. How you presenting the bill to him? How courteous you are in taking his complaint? How you're handling him? What are the auxiliary or the special facilities which you're providing? Business center or a gym, spa, a leisure club. What are the auxiliary special facilities providing? What are the atmosphere which you created, the sensory elements of the customer? When he walks into a room, does he say, wow? What are the elements, sensory elements which are taking? Atmospherics. And what is your image? What is the image which you built? What is the corporate ethic which you built? These are all parts of extended product. Hospitality, these sell products in combination of packages, naturally. So here, APCP, which is bed and breakfast or dinner, bed and breakfast alone. Bed and breakfast is CP. MAP is bed and breakfast or dinner or lunch. Full board is AP, accommodation with bed, breakfast and lunch and dinner. Then you have 2-night stay, 3-night stay, long stay, short stay, with or without meals. Then you have fixed price menus, which include your starter, main course, dessert, coffee, tax. Then you have wedding halls, wedding banquets, restaurants, 24-hour conference packages. So you have different menus for different things. So each department of a hotel has got sub-departments where they are selling different things. And F&B has banquets. Banquets has conferences, has weddings. So there are different menus for different occasions which you want to sell. Standardization of products. Now, example here is very clear. Best way of seeing a product being successfully standard is fast food. Like you go to a McDonald's in anywhere in India, it's the same menu, same price. Apart from India, you go to different parts of the world, it's again the same menu, different parts of the world. India, there are dietary restrictions, so there are different menus here. There's the same kitchen production process. There's the same delivery process. You go to the counter, you pay, you're called out, you pick up your food, take it. There's the same staff, equipment, similar staff, the training is the same, service standards are the same, they say the same things. It's a similar layout, if not the same everywhere. Seating, interior decor is the same. External signage is also the same everywhere. Brand logo is the same. So standardization of product. In hotels, it's a little more difficult to standardize product. So, I mean, so they have standardized it, you know, in different brackets. But the geography, you know, dictates what standardization. Restaurants is easy. In customization of products. Alternative approach to standardization is customization, which is what a hotel does. Customization is you are taking a niche of your market segment and you're customizing the needs of that niche into your product. So international chains, Marriott's, Taj, all of them offer different customizations. So there are different sites. So you have your heritage hotels, you have your city hotels, you have different historical places, different types, different periods, different range of services and facilities at different locations, different kinds of menus everywhere, different specialty restaurants with different menus. Cultural and local cuisines are mixed into those menus. There are certain hotels will have a particular restaurant only for the local cuisines. So different decor, different types of furniture. And staff is trained as per the operation point for that particular hotel. They may have a standard across the chain, but when it comes to service delivery, every hotel has SOP is completely different than the entire chains. Entire chain's SOP is the broad guidelines under which the hotel SOP is made. Because every hotel is completely different. So in a chain can have a resort, can have a city hotel. The way they speak to the guest will be completely different. The uniforms will be completely different. Won't have the same uniform. In a city hotel, they're probably wearing ties and suits. In a resort, they're wearing half-sleeve shirts. If it's a summer resort, if it's a winter resort, it will be different. If it's a beach resort, it will have seashells. I mean, Taj in Goa has different clothes than a Taj in Bombay. So coming to the conclusion of this entire chapter is what we learned is what the product mix is all about. And different uniqueness of different products and how these uniqueness make them differentiate the product from the generic market. Thank you very much.